Hello, our friends, Evolution. So, guys, over on Heart's Home, we just uploaded a key message from the guides. Take time to talk to mom. How many of us take the time to talk to our mother that we should?
Very, very important thing to do. Talk to mom on all different levels.
I always, excuse me, guys, I always love to give my mom a call and check in on her, but this is talking about Mother Earth. And we are going to do mostly a Earth Change update on this particular video, as we did yesterday on EE Arts. And we were talking about, all the geopolitical and the chaos over on Evolutionary. So at peak, we had more than 700,000 people that had lost power. Again, more heavy rainfall and really kind of bizarre strong winds. I mean, I've experienced West Coast winds a little bit, and they are pretty powerful at times. But I mean, there were reports of up to 118 mile an hour winds. If we check right now, we can see that California has 125,880 people without power at the moment. Really, the only state having any major issues at this point in time. This is young Colin McCarthy, who does such a fabulous job. He is going to be like, I don't know, the next Jim Cantore or better. I guess let's say better. Better than Jim Cantore. And you can see an incredible display of atmospheric power on display in North California as the Fujiwara effect occurs, slingshotting mesovortices onto the coast. Wow, that sounds scary and exciting at the same time.
Very much so.
Severe thunderstorm warnings have just been issued from Monterey and Santa Cruz. Destructive winds up to 80 miles an hour. If you go on to Drudge, they have a headline saying 118 miles an hour were actually captured. And this is what it looked like in San Francisco Bay. Whoa, look at that. That looks rocky and rolly. And when you understand, the size and power of the Pacific, as the Pacific Ocean does dwarf the Atlantic Ocean, oof. There is a lot of potential out there, and we all know about Cascadia and the San Andreas. Heavy storm winds actually flipped this huge 18-wheeler over on the bridge. Thankfully, nobody was right underneath it when it happened. These are one of those things that, when I go over a bridge and it's like that, I stay far away from the trucks.
Definitely. I've never, ever, I'm sure this has happened, but I've never heard of it. I lived there in California for a while. I could understand in Nevada trucks flipping over, but this is crazy.
How long were you in California?
Gosh, I think it was maybe somewhere between 12 and 14 years, roughly.
Yeah, that's a good period of time. So you have a lot more experience than I do with California weather. And here we have an aborted landing, Monterey Airport, because of the winds. At that time, the winds were gusting 25 to 30 miles per hour from the southwest. Peak gust of 59 miles an hour was observed. And so they aborted. Yeah, again, I hate traveling in the plane when it's rough weather like that. This yacht overturned in Scotland due to wind. Yeah, we kid you not. It was in dry dock, and the wind blew it over. That is really just kind of bizarre. They sent five ambulances, a helicopter, a fire brigade, and a police team. I said to Cindy, does it feel like things are getting a little bit amplified? Is mom getting irritated? And here you see weather alert, cutoff low brings black southeaster. Now we have north or nor'easters up in New England, and this is South Africa, so they have something that's called a south, just the opposite, right? Not exactly the opposite, but southeaster. And it's interesting that the cutoff low, which when you're looking at where this is, this is down in the Antarctica area. This is you know, kind of due to what I would assume to be a polar vortice pushing the storm system on back up. Interesting. But we know that the Earth can be radically redone quickly when the Earth changes really go full tilt. As you look at what they're calling a solar tornado near the sun's north pole, and of course these things change every so often. You know, the sun goes through an 11-year cycle. Some have said there's also a 22-year cycle, which, you know, obviously would be a multiple of 11. And then there's much, much bigger cycles as well. And here we have this out of Business Insider. The sun is getting more active than it has for a decade. Well, yeah, 11-year cycle. No big deal, right? Could lead to power outages, grounded flights, and stunning auroras. Yeah, sure. And then, of course, we have that whole concept of a grand solar minimum. And then how big of a grand solar minimum? You know, are we talking, what, another Maunder? You know, Dave over at DAP 2030, this has been his bread and butter. You know, we've had some interesting discussions with him that are not recorded regarding technologies and things as well, which, you know, were acknowledged. So it is interesting for sure to try to discern what is natural from what is technology. So the sun is entering a period of peak activity that will last for several years. This means the sun will produce more solar flares. Solar flares can disrupt radio communications, electric power grids, and it's waking up after almost a decade of relatively calm times, so say the scientists. Yeah, again, that's just part of the bigger natural cycle. But there's so much more going on than just a typical cycle in these times. Way, 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 way more.
Well, you know what it feels like? It feels like a Mother Earth herself is pushing back against all of the technologies, and there's going to be a bit of a struggle there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so there is, on the forecast, a moderate G2 geomagnetic storm watch that's been added beginning of the 24th due to a large coronal hole now facing the Earth. As you see the KP over here, it's running between 3 and 4. And yeah, well, I've noticed that it seems like in these days, even between here can definitely have an effect on the consciousness and the physical health of certain people that are more and more sensitive. Now, when we get some serious storms coming in, yeah, you might feel wired or tired. Everybody is unique, but you probably will be able to sense it.
I would think so, yes.
And then we're asking the question, well, what's behind that 5,000-mile-long seaweed belt that's heading for some Atlantic beaches? In effect, what they're saying in this article is it's very similar to 2018. In fact, 2018 may actually have been larger. It does make what is beautiful beach area absolutely disgusting for a while, as it does tend to rot and smell like rotten eggs. It gives off a gas that can be irritating to some. Absolutely. And, you know, I have moved to Florida more than once and left more than once at the same time. And I did go through the big die-off with the red tide and actually did video walking on the beach, you know, amongst all the carcasses of countless fish. And there are massive die-offs underway right now as well. The bottom line is the scientists don't know what triggers such huge blooms. They don't know. I mean, shoot, you know, could it be anything in those funny clouds that we see that triggers these blooms and increases the misery index?
You know, every time I see something out of balance, to me, it's the Earth pushing back against some type of chemical reaction, some type of man-made reaction. She's really trying to bring balance to a very imbalanced situation.
Well, the one thing I'll say is I do love our Mother Earth. I do not really have much love for the politicians or this political system at all.
Indeed.
And when we say that, we mean the entirety of the planet.
Absolutely.
The curve has capitulated. The Fed is likely next, and we will let you know when we know. We'll try to get a second EE Arts video in later today if possible. But, you know, it's anticipated that they're going to rake us over the coals again. Yes, that's a Freudian little blip there. Yeah, they're gonna interest. Yeah, they're serving their own interest, and they're gonna rake us over the coals. Okay, that's what I really wanted to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what they're gonna do is they're gonna snuff out any life from the real estate market by increasing the rates. Let's see if that's what happens. And, you know, this article is saying that they might do it one more time before they start going the opposite way to fight inflation. But then again, much of the inflation is because of, you know, all the craziness that we see with the weather. Yeah, certainly, you know, with the weather, with all of a sudden deciding to stop farming in so many areas, and people that have had these family farms, like say over in the Netherlands and stuff. No. Now all of a sudden we're going to track, you know, all this. We're going to track, you know, your carbon emissions. We're going to track the nitrogen, you know, imprint and everything. And this happens when we've had years of massive quote unquote earth changes and quote-unquote natural disasters happening. Everything seems to be attacking either food supply or energy supply. Yeah, it's all ramping up the misery index. And, you know, it seems to be pretty obvious to more and more people. European spring, by the way. Germany braces for major strikes while France burns. Yes, the winter of discontent. Wonder why? I mean, people's lives have been thrown into absolute chaos, and you know, you got to choose between staying warm or staying fed. This is all going on. Meanwhile, you know, of course, the political elites are doing just fine as the wealth gets consolidated down. Amazon's rolling out palm scanning and contactless tech to 200 locations, including Panera cafes. Yeah, so, you know, cashierless checkouts. I mean, you're going to walk. This is starting to roll really fast. There are McDonald's now. There's not a human in there. Not one little human running around somewhere in the corners. Nope. It's completely tech driven, completely robotic. And, you know, you're just simply going to have to come and let them scan your iris or get a palm screen. The rise of the robots. It does feel like we're in a sci-fi movie. Sometimes it's more Terminator-ish, and, you know, sometimes it's more, you know, Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, zombie apocalypse. And sometimes it feels more like it's an alien invasion, as we see the Pi Virginids meteor shower makes a rare appearance over Puerto Rico. These meteors are known for their rather slow moving trajectories. So they move slow, and as you can see here, they just come by and then they disappear. But they are an annual occurrence. This one's down in this corner. But relatively small, less well-known, I said to Cindy. Yeah, it could be meteors. Yeah, could just be nothing but debris. Hey, maybe it's a trek for certain ET ships that happen every year in this particular area on their ways to a different trade route or something. Who knows?
Isn't it just kind of weird how just these meteors seem to be predictably slow all the time?
Yeah, you know, again, all the explanations they give us. Rare cosmic events, going to see five planets align in the sky. Here's how to watch. Look to the west. Pretty simple. Find Venus. It's usually the brightest object out there. And then you'll see Jupiter right below it. The Pleiades directly above it with a crescent moon right next to them. Then we see all the Baran Betelgeuse. There's Mars right above, a little bit to the left of the moon. So interesting alignment. And, you know, again, there's all sorts of signs in the sky in these times.
Absolutely. It's going to be a very high energy time.
And that's March 25th, by the way. Are we growing more dumb? Yes, Americans' IQ scores drop in four of five measurements. Well, I think there's a big correlation between IQ and toxicity overload. Again, inflammation in the body, is also going to correlate often to inflammation in the brain. And just think about all the toxins that we're always drinking, eating, breathing. It's constant. Think what about East Palestine, Ohio? I mean, I've seen horror stories coming out of there still. And you got to wonder about everybody that's over in Western PA as well. And, that cloud that came out of there, you don't think that would affect people and their IQ, their ability to think clearly? All these things do. Eating food that's nutritionally deficient, we've touched on this many times. Our soil is not the same as it was 100 years ago or more. We were watching, and maybe we'll do a video. I'm not sure if there probably would be copyright issues with it, but still, I think it's really cool to look at these restored videos of people walking the streets in like the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s. They seem less like zombies than we do today.
They seem more present, a little bit calmer. Energy is a little more, in the moment and less frazzled.
Yeah, people today are mostly looking in their hands at their, little handheld computers there, walking oblivious to everything around them. And just the energy today's, it just feels so different. There was a clarity there. You could see it in people's eyes and their faces. There is a clarity there that we don't have nowadays, I don't think, with the masses.
You know what I could see in their energy fields is actually organization, which is not so readily available now.
Interesting. Yeah. So, that's one of the things as we go from Kali Yuga into a Dwapara, or going from the Dark Age into the Bronze Age, our abilities start to increase. We can recognize things like energy field patterns and just see this in people. So again, we'll know when certain people are lying. Many of us know immediately right now when you're being sold something that's not true. And that's why this whole matrix can't stand. It's not going to be able to stand. It's going to collapse. So this is why people have to either be locked down even tighter, or they're going to be set free, so to speak. And when we look to this article, IQ scores significantly increased from 32 through the 20th century all over the world, with differences ranging from roughly 3 to 5 IQ points per decade. The phenomenon is known as the Flynn effect. Now, however, a new study out of Northwest University suggests a reverse Flynn effect of sorts is taking place in the U.S. So the reverse Flynn effect was present across large U.S. sample covering between 2006 and 2018 in every category except one. Still, there were consistent negative slopes among 3 out of 4 cognitive domains. Ability scores pertaining to verbal reasoning, matrix reasoning, and letter and number series all dropped over the course of the study period. However, scores of 3D rotation, spatial reasoning, generally increased. Composite ability scores, single scores derived from multiple pieces of information, were also lower across more recent samples. These score differences persisted regardless of age, education, or gender. Do you think it's part of the big plan? Absolutely. Dumb them down, because what's coming is going to be something that, they can't have you understanding until it's too late.
And sometimes you just need a snuggle bunny to get through it.
Absolutely. And look at these two. These two are buddies. It doesn't matter. If a bunny and a kitty can do it, Democrats and Republicans, communists and capitalists, y'all can all get along.
Indeed.
As always, guys, thanks for your support over on Patreon. Thanks, Thad, for your support. as well as everybody that's supporting us over on Ko-Fi. Check out Medicinal Foods. There's a link on every video. Use coupon code EEA and you get 10% off the order. It does support the channel. Much love, God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.